Those who live near concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs, complain about the smell of feces, urine, and particulate matter in the air. Those small odors in the legal realm are nuisances, and residents have a right to take legal action against the cause of that nuisance. According to the Environmental Working Group in Washington, the law would affect tens of thousands of residential property owners who live near a CAFO. That includes dozens of properties in Brunswick and Pender counties. Craig Cox is the Senior Vice President of the Environmental Working Group.
What the House and Senate proposed bills would do would be to severely limit the amount and kind of compensation that property owners could legally receive if a forestry or agriculture operation was creating a nuisance.
So EWG conducted a computer mapping analysis using geospatial data for the location of factory farms and digitized residential boundary maps from county tax assessors. The result is an interactive map that lets people see how close they live to CAFOs or the open-air pits that store liquid manure from millions of swine. As originally written, HB 467 would have also applied retroactively to pending cases, including 26 lawsuits against Murphy Brown, which is now the hog production division of Smithfield Foods. Smithfield is the big player in the state's swine industry and owned by the WH Group of China. Again, Craig Cox.
You know, the reason we did this was that this bill was moving quickly through the North Carolina legislature, and no one seemed to have pause to think about how many property owners would lose their rights under this legislation.
The North Carolina Pork Council supports the legislation, according to Council CEO Andy Curlis.
Our farmers, as well as others across the state, really do seek certainty about what types of damages could be awarded in nuisance lawsuits.
That's why the bill was written, according to Republican Representative Ted Davis of New Hanover County, one of the sponsors. He says confusion led a judge hearing the cases to hold them up.
To make a long story short, he made the statement that North Carolina law is not clear on the availability of annoyance and discomfort damages in temporary nuisance actions. And so he put a hold on it, and nothing's been done with the cases since then.
Davis says the legislation should simplify things for both plaintiffs and defendants.
So what this bill does, it attempts, is exactly that, is to try to establish legislation that will define the extent of the damages that a plaintiff can get in a temporary or permanent nuisance case.
Curlis says if citizens believe that CAFOs have caused health issues, they can still take legal action. It just won't be as a nuisance suit.
Now, it's important to make clear this doesn't affect other types of lawsuits that anyone could bring. Negligence or personal injury or trespass or, you know, other types of torts. This really is just focused narrowly on nuisance lawsuits.
Several states have passed similar legislation. Hog farmers approached in Rocky Point chose not to discuss this bill on the record. It is currently with the Committee on Agriculture, Environment, and Natural Resources. For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.